Today on Dayton Youth Radio, we have a story about listening carefully when fathers and sons talk, sharing family history, ideas, and politics. Today, we'll share one conversation where father and son trade ideas. They are white. And next week, you'll hear from an African-American father and son. Here's Youth Radio Project Coordinator, Basim Blund.
Youth Radio producer John Hahn grew up in Rochester, New York, where his father was an engineer for the Eastman Kodak Company. When digital cameras changed the way we took pictures, Kodak was forced to shut down. And in 2012, John's dad lost his job.
It was a cold winter morning in upstate New York. The snow was over a foot as I left for school. The day went on as I laughed with my friends. I took the bus home expecting to be alone. But this day wasn't like most days. I saw my dad's 1992 Plymouth Acclaim in the driveway. He was never home this early. My dad, who had always had a job, had been laid off.
Describe what it's like being laid off.
It's very disappointing when you're laid off. It's something that happens to a lot of people these days.
Being laid off affected the way he saw our country, our community. It seemed he was constantly talking about how the Jews controlled us and that Mexicans need to be sent back. Now he seemed to be talking about race all the time.
What are your views on ethnicity?
Well, I'm not really a strong believer in affirmative action. For example, in government employment, they have to hire a certain number of minorities as opposed to more qualified employees. I think affirmative action is a major employment scene that probably needs to be eradicated.
My parents and I moved to Ohio when I was 15. My dad's unemployment and radicalized views had now driven a wedge in our family. My mom and he separated when we moved to Ohio.
How did your political and ethnic views affect your marriage?
We had disparate views on a lot of things, especially politics and government and economics. Women tend to be, by their nature, more liberal, left-leaning than most of the men who are more conservative and more realistic in their attitudes.
Do you think your political views have gotten more extreme since?
I would think that as you become older, everyone becomes a bit more cynical about things, and you begin to look at the issues as you get older that are not apparent to younger people.
I remember arguing with him all the time. I would explain to him about how white people have held other races back and continue to discriminate against them, and that other ethnic groups deserve a fair chance and to be on the same level as us. Growing up, one of my best friends, Matt Koulibaly, who I met in my second grade class, was black, and I never understood why I should treat him lesser.
Would you say you view other ethnicities as lesser than Europeans?
Yes, I think that in terms of standardized survey tests, Europeans do significantly better than the other ethnic groups, more so than the Asians because they have a language barrier. As far as the other minorities like Hispanic and African-American, they, as a general rule, they don't have what it takes, and it shows in their achievement tests as well.
When Donald Trump came around, my dad was all for it. Not only was he an authoritarian, just like my dad, he was also white, and better yet, had a German last name.
Why do you identify with Donald Trump?
I think Donald Trump is a very conservative individual that's already proven his success in business. He's a great communicator, and he's a great businessman, and that's what you really have to have when you're a president.
My dad cheered when Trump vowed to put a wall up on the Mexican border.
Did Donald Trump not blame other groups for our country's failures?
He has done some of that, and some of it's been true. But I do believe that certainly the media is a major culprit here. They are not good at portraying the truth. They predicted that Trump would lose the election because the media was trying to convince the other people to vote for Hillary Clinton. And in fact, none of us agree with her, and a lot of us agree with President Trump, and I think he's in the right path.
What would you have to say about his current 37% approval rating?
Well, I think that's the media generated.
Do you believe that when I attempt to make claims of my political views that you immediately dismiss them?
No, I don't. The words that my son espouses and others of his group are words that will never make the U.S. great again. And they're also anti-Trump, might I add.
Politically, my dad and I are on opposite sides of the spectrum. It bothers me because I haven't been able to have the relationship with my father that I want. We still argue a lot. Racism has never been right to me. While my dad has a lot of prejudices that I don't agree with, he's my dad and has a lot of redeeming qualities too. I love my dad. I try to make the best of what he's taught me and what my mom has, and with those guidelines, find my own lane.
That was a story entitled What Lives Matter, written and produced by John Hahn, a senior at Centerville High School. Special thanks to John's teacher, Tricia Rapak, and his father, John Sr. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basine Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.